Matt Marv's Notebook for August 8th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2015. It's 6:20 a.m. now. I just wrapped up shooting the sunrise at the Valley of Fire. It was a cloudless sky today. Unfortunately, that means it's kind of a boring sunrise. It does take at least a little bit of clouds to make something interesting out of a sunrise or a sunset. Otherwise, it's a blue sky that just kind of has a glow to it on the horizon. Normally, if there's a decent amount of clouds, you get to see the reflected light off the undersides of the clouds and it makes a nice landscape photo. But that's how it goes with landscape photography. Can't really see what the conditions are going to be before the sun comes up, and by the time it does, it's too late to do anything about it. But anyway, yesterday at DEF CON, things were kind of interesting. I didn't really stick around to listen to any of the talks. There doesn't seem to be much organization in the way they put their talks together. I guess that just goes hand in hand with the hacker ethos. But I got to look through all of the areas, what do they call it, all of the villages. Hardware hacking village, Wi-Fi village, tamper evident village, which is interesting in figuring out how to remove those tamper evident seals and replace them without breaking or showing that it's been opened. Unfortunately, it's only the little flimsy plastic ones that you glue back on. It's not like the foil ones that you have to tear. Well, maybe they'll do that on a future one. The most interesting thing I saw at DEF CON was disarming a box, which would kind of explode, but which they also made a point to not call a bomb, but you had to disarm the box, which would explode, virtually. But apparently there's a mercury switch inside, and you had to pick the locks of the case, and then somehow disarm whatever device is inside. I didn't stick around long enough to see anyone who managed to open the case anyway. I figure it'll continue going on today, but should be interesting to see later on. I'm sure whoever does get to successfully disarm the device will have a video up at some point. Looks like an interesting puzzle box from this point of view anyway. And let's see. Oh yeah, yesterday was really tiring for me. I think I made a mistake in taking a nap in the afternoon, and then I woke up and headed back out to the convention right around dinner time. I met up with Steve Rakerberg and had dinner, late dinner with him. And then I wanted to go and get some sleep before shooting the sunrise today, but I couldn't go to sleep. I sat in bed for a few hours and decided, 3 a.m. is good enough, and started driving out here. I had about an hour of darkness before sunrise to kind of find my spot here. It's awfully quiet. The quietest place I've been to recently anyway. But the only other place I've been to that was this quiet was, believe it or not, the runway of an airport after it's been shut down in the middle of the night. It's about a mile away from the terminal. And with absolutely nothing else around, it is deadly quiet in the middle of a runway of a major airport. Go figure. But anyway, that's what reminds me of when I'm out here. I think I've talked for long enough for today. Maybe something interesting will happen at DEF CON today, and I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.